17-year-old daughter walks down the stairs to meet her date in a tube top and the tiniest pair of shorts.
Bad life.
And that time that you tore your ACL not by playing golf, but watching golf.
Bad life.
When you see the Viagra commercial and truthfully ask yourself, am I healthy enough to have sex?
Bad life.
Not to mention your only solid bowel movements come on Christmas Eve and President's Day.
Dad life.
All the people.
All right, that's Bob's Sunday World Dad Life, people. The adjunct, the brought to you by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Here's Bob.
Dad life.
Can't believe Blur cut this for us.
Mm-hmm, they're really cool.
So cool.
It was the last thing they did before they broke up again.
So, it's Dad Life, which is a spinoff of Bob's World that we haven't really done in a long, long time. And honestly, this isn't any different than other Bob's Worlds, except I like that we have a few different theme songs that we never play. So that's really the only reason I played it. No, I do have kids. And,
no way.
No, seriously. I've procreated and everything. And last night, the ladies of the house were off doing lady things. And so the gentlemen of the house had to figure out food on our own. And we can do it.
Yeah.
Once in a while. Can figure out how to feed ourselves.
Can you all agree?
No, in fact, when my sons both assemble and start throwing out potential food destinations, it's extremely underwhelming, and you can tell that they're teenage boys or teenage adjacent these days. I guess as my 19-year-old is very close to 20, but not as close as my 17-year-old is to turning 18, because that happens on the day of game one when daddy's off doing work in Boston.
So it's too bad.
So anyway, we had a big Monday night. He'll be fine. And we're having our shrimp po' boys. And I think Brett went with a catfish po' boy at one of our fish joints. And as we were sampling it, one of them looked up at me and said, "Hey, you want to try a new show tonight?" And I think they were probably celebrating that Dad wasn't watching either the Mavs or Stars for like the first time in 60 days.
Right.
And I, you know, my eyes started focusing on who these guys were and how big they're getting and the Cats in the Cradle and everything.
By the way, before you move on to that.
Yes, sir.
Do both of your sons know that hush puppies are not made of fish?
Funny you mention this, because I said, if you're not going to eat your hush puppies, send them over here. And Justin was happy to donate his hush puppies to Dad, but I think Brett was eager to get to his, but
he knew that they were not part of like the Gar family.
Yes, nor were they actual puppies in any
yeah
way.
Right.
Yeah.
that there are certain types of fish whose young are called puppies.
Yes. Okay, so we're sitting there, and they're pitching me on what we should watch when we get home. You'll be proud of me, Corby, in that I've been actually pushing my sons to watch the first Mad Max because I think they would enjoy it, and then we could all go to Furiosa together. But
nice.
But they still haven't seen it, which I thought was weird, given that they have already enjoyed at least one movie about sand this year. They would probably enjoy another one, but
right.
Whatever the case may be, they were pitching me on a show called Smiling Friends. Do you know anything about a show called Smiling Friends?
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Had you?
No.
Okay.
And I watched two episodes last night, and I will tell you that they're each 12 minutes. So
That's awesome.
You could probably watch an entire season in about 90 minutes, if I were to guess. So these are 12-minute episodes that I believe are part of Adult Swim. And apparently Adult Swim is still a thing, but now you find it on Max? Am I making sense to anybody? Does anybody know what I'm saying
here?
Yeah,
it's Adult Swim, yeah.
Does Cartoon Network still exist?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
so Adult Swim is still on.
Yeah, but, you know, as the different streaming platforms try to aggregate more and more content, they strike deals. So Adult Swim is now on Max.
Okay, well, they knew exactly where to go. Apparently, Smiling Friends, to those who know what it have been running commercials because Deej said, geez, I can't believe how many Smiling Friends commercials I've been seeing.
I was aware of a commercial.
Okay.
I didn't know what it was, but I saw it.
They're advertising season two. So
yes.
You watched from the very beginning, but they've been pumping up the new season.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, Corby, I'm going to need you to watch at least two episodes that will take at least 24 minutes.
Easy. Done.
Because this thing is maybe crazier than Rick and Morty.
Oh, no.
And I feel like there is a sector of the cartoon creator world we live in now that are just hopped up on goofballs and I don't know how much drug use is going into this, but the creation of cartoons is not getting less insane.
It's insane,
less insane.
Isn't it?
It's getting more insane, yes. So let me give you the premise of the show. Right out of Wikipedia, so you know it's real. The series follows the daily misadventures and shenanigans of a business dedicated to bringing joy and happiness to its customers. Four employees, they are named Optimistic Pim, Cynical Charlie, Deadpan Alan, and Tiny Gleep, join their eccentric superior Mr. Boss in an attempt to help the troubled people who call their company's hotline, which usually proves to be more challenging than anticipated due to the often deep-seated nature of their clients' problems. And then this business is there to make them smile.
So that's the name of their business, is they're the Smiling Friends.
Smiling people, yes. Or Smiling Friends, that's exactly right. So then I watched two episodes. The first one is called Desmond's Big Day Out. And on this one, Corby, and I'm not making this up because I'm reading the exact summary from Wikipedia. Pim and Charlie are called to help Desmond, a suicidal man who keeps a gun pressed to his head at all times. So you're going to see in this episode, and DJ and Dave can confirm because they watched it during the meeting, that the entire episode is a dude with a giant gut in his boxer shorts, and he has a giant gun pointed at his brain at all times during the episode. So even as he's talking, he's talking with a gun ready to fire at any second. He cheers up a little when they take him to an amusement park, but then subsequently goes on a nihilistic rant, causing the Optimistic Pim to suffer a paralyzing existential crisis himself. Meanwhile, Alan finds that the office has been infested by small creatures called Bliblies, and when the friends come back to the office with Desmond, they find the office has been overrun with the Bliblies, who have crucified Alan. So he's actually on a cross. Desmond then uses his gun to shoot a Bibli, which gives him a renewed sense of purpose and inspires him to start his own pest control service. So they actually helped the suicidal man find a purpose. Okay?
So these guys, one of them's a famous YouTuber that created this.
Is that Michael Cusack or Zach Hadle?
Zach Hadle.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And they're both kids. I mean, they're early 30s guys. The creators are.
Yeah, you're right. 31 and 33.
33, yeah.
Ooh, and 33's from Australia. So I have a piece of audio here because I wanted to try to explain this show to you that I don't even understand because, like I said, I've only seen two episodes and I don't really know what I'm looking at, except my sons know every episode by heart and they're giggling and they can't believe they got dad to watch this. And I'll report back as we go, but now I want you guys to at least know what I'm being tasked with at home. And then I thought to myself, I don't know how Dave feels about Grapefest and whether he wants a relaunch, but the first episode takes suicidal Desmond to an amusement park, and the amusement park, Corby, is called Daveland.
Okay.
And so I would like to play for you the 41 seconds, and maybe someday you'll say, remember before Dave called Daveland Daveland. It was called Grapefest. I'm not pressuring you. I just wanted to pitch you this audio and see if this is something you would like to claim as your own. And here we go on the ticket.
Guess I'd never really thought about that before.
All right. Gonna kill myself now. Bye.
No. Wait. I know the perfect place that will definitely cheer you up. Welcome to Daveland. I always come here when I feel down in the dumps. They have the Dave roller coaster, the Dave toilets, Dave snow cones. Oh, and you can even meet Dave himself.
Who's Dave?
I don't know. He's Dave, creator of Daveland. Come on, let's go on the roller coaster. Oh, the line's short.
Having fun at Daveland. Having fun at Daveland. Having fun at Daveland.
Huh?
I mean, it's shorter. It's shorter than the Grape Fest intro.
Having fun at Daveland. So they went to Daveland to keep Desmond from killing himself.
Yeah. My favorite part of the Daveland amusement park is the communal outdoor toilet.
Where they're all using the Daveland toilet and they're all excited.
I like the... Who's Dave? I don't know. He's Dave.
And then there's just some dude sitting at a desk with the name with the nameplate Dave.
Would love for you to pivot to Daveland. Yes, that's awesome.
Sure.
Oh, we got to hear the song again. Here it is.
Having fun at Daveland. Having fun at Daveland.
Yeah, so that's episode one. Episode two I also watched called Mr. Frog. And this is the illustrious career of famed celebrity Mr. Frog. It's jeopardized after he attempts to eat a TMZ reporter. So I think he's an actual frog, but he's like an actor. And a TMZ reporter got in his face, and so he ate him. And that sent his career into scandal. So then Pim and Charlie are tasked with rehabilitating Frog. And the two try to get him to quit drugs and have him donate money to the city, which goes awry when Frog accidentally slices off the hands of the city comptroller during the check ceremony. And they try to put him on sleeping pills given to him by Charlie, only for a lucid Mr. Frog to say something extremely offensive on the Jimmy Fallon show, getting him completely blacklisted from the entire industry. Meanwhile, Glep is hired as Frog's replacement on the Mr. Frog show, but the show's ratings-obsessed producer finds his ordinary behavior to be too toxic and forces him to tone himself down. The show's audience then reacts with disgust to reboot during the filming. Frog then appears in the studio to apologize, but ends up eating the producer who ruined the show, regaining the public's love and becoming rich enough to host the show again. And everybody survives. So these happen in 12 minutes.
Except for the TMZ reporter and the producer.
And the comptroller who lost her hands.
Did you laugh?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I think so. It's the dumbest, funniest. It's the son of Rick and Morty. I don't know where cartoons are headed, but they're getting more insane and everything's on the table. And, I've been told we have two more big episodes tonight, to dive into that are probably also 12 minutes.
Well, it's a colossal waste of time.
It really is.
And there are so many shows like that have come down the pike in the last 15 or 20 years like this that
like make Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Dude, 100% like Aqua Teen Hunger Force. They make no sense whatsoever. And all of it is, you know, basically a spawn of whenever The Simpsons became adult cartoons that opened the door for all of this.
Well, check out Smiling Friends. I'm particularly interested in Corby's review because I know this is Corby's avenue.
I love it.
Is adult cartoons. Especially...
If I can cobble 22 minutes or whatever it is for two episodes.
Especially with his sons, who also have been raised in an environment of adult cartoons. Yeah,
need to see if your sons are aware of this.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Smiling Friends on Max or wherever you get your adult cartoons.